Every now and then, I just read a story which makes me go, wow, who could have thought of this other than a South African? What a brilliant idea, what innovation, what entrepreneurship. And I was reading a couple of days ago about a trio of entrepreneurs which somehow came up with the idea of making boot polish, shoe polish, out of a byproduct of tires which are no longer needed to be part of a car or a truck. And one of the co-founders of the company, which is now called Cubic 38, Mzokona Maqaze, joins us from Midrand. Mzokona, good afternoon.
Yes, afternoon, John. How are you?
I am very well. And yourself, sir?
I'm doing good. Thanks for reaching out to us.
It just seems such a weird thing, such a weird jump from a tire to shoe polish. Talk us through that journey of how one gave the idea to create the other.
When you come to think of it, it's not that quite complex, because if you think about a tire, it's black. And once you also think about a shoe polish or a tire shine, it's also black in color. So it just made sense for us to try and create an alternative for the many tires that we see around us, which have got no use. Firstly, try to create something sustainable for people to kind of like assist with the overall challenge, which is not just a South African challenge, but the world over, where we're not seeing a lot of use for recycled tires or waste tires once they leave the vehicles.
I think you're underestimating the leap of logic that you need in order to go from a tire to polish. But okay, yeah. If it was easy for the three of you, well, then that's fine. What part of the tire do you use, and what do you have to do to it in order to make it shoe polish?
Yes. So it's a technical side that's quite complex, but the formulation of it's not that complex. But they use a process called pyrolysis, which breaks down the tire into three main ingredients, which is the oil, the steel, the wire that's used in the tire, and then the carbon black that's the black stuff that's actually also assists the tire in becoming more rigid, because rubber in itself is quite pale and white. So the carbon that's used inside actually gives the tire quite a bit of strength. So after that, then we use that residue, the carbon black, to actually use as a pigment in our shoe polish, which then goes through various phases of removing various impurities, and then that ensures that we does not create further harm to the environment and also to its users. So we went through a process of product development for over 3 years with the Nelson Mandela University and the Tshwane University of Technology to actually have this product developed. So yeah, it was quite a bit of a journey, and we learned a lot through that process.
The three of you, do you have different skills? Are you all sort of chemical engineer type people, or what are the strengths that each of the three brings to Cubic 38?
Yes, our strengths or our background, mine is in logistics management. The other two partners is in sports management, and then the other one is also in entrepreneurship. But we all had a love for business, but also the green environment. So hence we went out to get experts, since we just had an idea, to actually try turn this into something, into a prototype, and then from a prototype into a product that we can now distribute. So yeah, I think we were able to outsource the correct people to assist us throughout the journey, but the innovativeness and the creativeness actually stemmed from our side as the founders of the business.
Okay, so and I wear sneakers or slip slops. That's it. I have no other kind of footwear, so I haven't used shoe polish for probably, I don't know, 50 years since I last used it at school. But I mean, obviously, there are still people who wear shoes that do need to be shined, so there is a market for your product.
Yes, definitely. Just when you kind of look at it at a school level, about 90% of all of our schools wear black shoes on a daily basis, primary schools, high schools. When you think about nurses, when you think about policemen, when you think about general workers in manufacturing, general workers in mines, all of those sectors really consume a lot of shoe polish on a daily basis. So we really thought that, or we're really seeing that as a big opportunity for us to enter into a market that's there already, and people are using this product on a daily basis. When you wake up in the morning, you wear black shoes. When you, your children wear black shoes on a daily basis. So there's quite a diverse market which still needs the product.
And the sort of conventional way of making shoe polish, is your way cheaper? I mean, are you able to offer the product at a discount to conventional shoe polish, or does the fact that you're taking care of the environment add a cost to what you put onto the market against the competition?
Yes, definitely. It comes at a bit of a cost, looking at the processes that our products have to go through, and also where we collect our main resources. So these tires are actually collected in our peri-urban communities, your Tembisa, your Soweto's, where you find most of these tires in open areas in landfills where they are not really used. So that, or there's a collection aspect to that as well. But also the processing of that, we're currently outsourcing a lab in Pretoria, so that's really costing us quite a bit. So we don't have a place of our own at the current moment. So that's really putting up quite a bit of our overhead to actually have the product out. But in the future, we're really looking to bring the cost down, but because we really believe that this product must really.
Mzokona Makaze, thanks very much for talking to us, co-founder of Cubic 38. I mean, let's face it, how many people listening to that story would have had the ability to make a jump from a waste tire to shoe polish? I know I would not have been able to.